track six, and now we're back to news stories. Sid the Chip Thief children's book launched. Sid the Seagull is to become a familiar face in Dawlish Warren with the launch of a new book. Written by Kerry Baker, Sid the Chip Thief is a children's adventure book inspired by Dawlish Warren takeaway, The Chip Thief. The book was officially launched by Deputy Mayor Councillor Scott Williams at a special event at which Sid was a special guest. A spokesman for The Chip Thief said, "It's been so special to celebrate this fantastic collaboration between local businesses and our community. A huge thank you to Kerry Baker for writing such a brilliant story and to Dawlish Town Council for supporting the launch. Sid the Chip Thief is a fun children's adventure that follows Sid as he visits Dawlish Warren on his holidays. The perfect souvenir or holiday read for young visitors this summer." And there is a photograph of the launch of the book with the Chip Thief.
Council action to keep parks family friendly. Buffy Tracy Town Council has updated its policies to introduce a ban on vaping at children's play parks and the skate bowl. New signs will be installed at the facilities to remind visitors of the changes, the council says. The council said that reports of antisocial behaviour are taken seriously and will continue to be reviewed with police and other enforcement agencies to identify the most effective action. Officials are encouraging residents to report any concerns and to contact the police directly if they suspect illegal activity. The council said the parks are enjoyed by hundreds, if not thousands, of people and hopes the new measures will help maintain a safe, family-friendly environment for everyone using the facilities.
Village Pump Track campaign gains support. A campaign has been launched to introduce a pump track to Bishop Stainton. The petition on change.org had more than 100 signatures within hours of being started. The aim is to create an inclusive, safe and accessible place for used by youngsters on bikes, scooters and skateboards. But the organisers say the wider benefit would be creating opportunities and encouraging healthy lifestyles for children, teenagers, adults and families. A pump track is a looping circuit of small bumps and banked turns designed to be ridden without pedalling. Riders generate momentum using an up and down body pumping motion and accommodates bikes, skateboards, scooters and inline skates. Started by Carly Warren Oldworth, the petition says, "This isn't just about bikes and scooters and skateboards. It's about creating opportunities, encouraging healthier lifestyles, improving physical fitness and boosting mental well-being, and giving our young people a positive place to spend their time. By supporting the creation of a pump track in Bishop Stainton, we are investing in the future health and happiness of our community. This project will not only provide an enriching environment for thrill seekers and sports enthusiasts, but will also function as a safe space for the community to gather together and engage. Additionally, getting children and teenagers involved in activities like cycling or skateboarding from a young age helps in maintaining physical fitness, combating obesity and instilling a lifelong appreciation for exercise. We have the opportunity to transform a section of our local area into a dynamic venue that complements our beautiful surroundings and enriches village life. Yet we need support from local authorities, community leaders and residents to bring this village to reality. Let's give our community a place where dreams can race."
Train services halted after man struck by train. Train services between Exeter and Newton Abbot were disrupted on Saturday after a person was struck by a train. British Transport Police said officers were called to Exeter St Thomas Station at 7:54 a.m. on the 1st of August following reports of a casualty on the tracks. Paramedics attended, but a man was sadly pronounced dead at the scene. The incident is not being treated as suspicious and a file will be prepared for the coroner. Services between Exeter St David's and Plymouth via Newton Abbot were suspended while emergency services responded. Great Western Railway warned passengers of delays of up to 90 minutes, with some trains cancelled or only running part of their usual route.
Friends are set for high-flying challenge. Two friends from Liverton are preparing to take their fundraising efforts to new heights with a daring wing walk challenge in aid of four charities close to their hearts. Julie Snow and Paula Johans will strap themselves to the wing of a plane on September the 6th, taking part in the adrenaline-fueled challenge to raise money for cancer research, Crohn's and colitis, Pete's Dragons, and the Shallowford Trust. The pair, who have been friends for many years, decided they wanted to try something different after both previously completing skydives. Jules said, "I did a skydive 2 years ago, and Paula has done too. When I saw her, I said, we have to do a wing walk." Paula added, "We just wanted to do something different, not another skydive." The wing walk will see the pair spend around 10 minutes in the air as they experience the thrill of flying outside the aircraft. Both Jules and Paula have personal reasons for supporting the chosen charities. Jules said the loss of a friend to suicide had inspired her to support Pete's Dragons, while they also wanted to raise money for the Shallowford Trust, where a friend volunteers. "Everyone has, in some way, been affected by cancer," Jules said. The pair are already well on their way towards their fundraising target, having raised £3,500 through a variety of events, including car boot sales, bingo, and even pig racing. They are now appealing for further support through sponsorship, donations, and raffle prizes to help boost their fundraising total.
Free bike marking event to help prevent theft. Cyclists are being invited to a free bike security marking event at Holden Forest Park this weekend to help protect their bicycles from theft. The Tynmouth and Dawlish neighbourhood policing team will be at the Holden Bike Centre on Sunday, the August the 9th, from 10 until 2, offering free bike register marking for bicycles. Bike Register is the UK's national cycle database used by police forces to identify recovered bikes and reunite them with their owners. Police say the visible security markings also act as a strong deterrent to thieves, with registered bikes significantly less likely to be stolen. Officers are encouraging cyclists of all ages and abilities to attend to take advantage of the free service and help reduce bicycle theft.